The U.S. Army Alaska today released the results of two investigations into the cause of the Stewart Creek 2 wildfire that burned more than 87,000 acres and threatened a small mushing community just outside Fairbanks last summer. As KUAC's Emily Schwing reports, investigations conclude that artillery training caused the fire. As a result, the Army will change its training procedures.
In July, Fort Wainwright Garrison Commander Colonel Ron Johnson told Two Rivers community members the Army was responsible for igniting the Stewart Creek 2 wildfire on June 19th.
They allowed the training to occur. It was artillery training. Did start a fire. So it was monitored, smoked up, they hit it again, and then when the fire conditions changed and the weather can change, it flared up. And now we got what we got.
Days after his admission, the Army backtracked. Colonel Johnson has since announced his plans for retirement. Lieutenant Colonel Alan Brown is U.S. Army Alaska's Chief of Public Affairs. He says the situation at the time was much too fluid to make that kind of determination.
We had to rule out lightning strikes. We had to rule out other human causes. But mostly we just needed to look at all the data and make sure that we were making the right call.
An investigation into the cause of the blaze indicates that the Army was, in fact, responsible.
I know that there's been, some frustration in the community, and I think justifiably so. We live there too, and we're just as much part of the community as anybody else. We want to do things as safely as we can, and we don't want to put anybody else unnecessarily at risk.
The 87,000-acre fire forced the evacuation of Two Rivers and Pleasant Valley residents and their animals and livestock. One of those residents is Melinda Shore. She and her 13 sled dogs left their home twice as the blaze edged within miles of her property.
Well, I was really appreciative of the way Colonel Johnson came forward at the meeting. And then there was that little bit of tail covering, not little bit, there was considerable tail covering afterward. But he seemed genuinely concerned about what had happened and taking responsibility for it. That's a good thing. Certainly the Army contributes a lot to the community here, and they're an important part of the community. But this was just such a massive screw-up.
A second Army investigation reveals what John Pinnell calls systemic problems with Army training procedures. Pinnell is the chief of media relations for U.S. Army Alaska.
During an extreme fire warning, only the U.S. Army Alaska G3, who's the chief of operations, can approve a waiver for training to continue. But in this case, that was delegated down to the installation range officer. Instead,
the installation range officer was based at Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson near Anchorage when the decision to continue training was made. Pinnell says explosive artillery was also used during the mission.
During an extreme fire warning, one of the munitions that the regulation tells us to not use is high explosives. And those were what were used on the 19th that caused the initial ignition.
The Army plans to acquire non-explosive artillery rounds for times when red flag warnings are issued in coming years. Alan Brown says they'll also build on a partnership with the University of Alaska Fairbanks to use unmanned aerial vehicles to monitor fire-prone areas.
Obviously, the fire and the results and everything adds a lot more validity to expanding that relationship.
The Army typically plans training missions at least a year in advance. Brown says new procedures will apply for any training set to take place over the Yukon training area next summer. In Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.